This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today highlighted the need for 8% GDP growth to meet the goal of Viksit Bharat. Addressing the inaugural session of the Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman asserted that the country's economy is resilient and continues to grow sustainably, and its capacity to absorb global shocks is strong. She highlighted that geopolitical conflicts are intensifying globally, calling for reforms of the global institutions to meet current needs.
For India, these dynamics highlight both vulnerability and resilience. Our capacity to absorb shocks is strong, while our economic leverage is evolving. Our choices will determine whether resilience becomes a foundation for leadership or merely a buffer against uncertainty.
The minister further stated that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has set two tracks in motion. The first track is achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047, while the second track focuses on achieving this goal through self-reliance. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah has said that the country's dairy sector has witnessed tremendous growth of 70% in the last 11 years. He said it is the fastest growing sector in the world. The minister today inaugurated Sabar Dairy's newly constructed plant at Rohtak IMT. Mr. Shah said Sabar Dairy has completed the construction of the largest plant in the entire country with an investment of 325 crore rupees. He said this will prove beneficial for the farmers who produce milk, and it will fulfill the needs of the entire NCR region. He said that milk procurement is 660 lakh litre per day, and the government's aim to increase milk procurement per day to 1,000 lakh metric tons by 2028-29.
India's dairy sector has grown by a capacity of 70% in the last 11 years. And under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Indian dairy sector has become the fastest growing dairy sector in the world. The number of our milk producing animals was 86 million in 2014-15. It has now increased to 112 million. Milk production has increased from 146 million tons to 239 million tons.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's monthly radio program, Mann Ki Baat, has completed its 11th year today. On the same day in 2014, the first episode of Mann Ki Baat was broadcast on Akashvani on the occasion of Vijayadashami. Recently, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has addressed the nation in 126 episodes of the program. Situation in Bareilly district of Uttar Pradesh remained peaceful and under control. Security was strengthened in several sensitive areas ahead of the prayers on Friday, a week after the city witnessed violence following the congregational prayers. Administration has put a 48-hour ban on internet services in the district. Police officials as well as members of the Ala Hazrat family appealed to the people of the district to maintain peace and attend the priority prayers peacefully. After the violence that erupted last Friday, 82 people have been arrested and 10 FIRs have been filed against named and unidentified people. BJP today slammed Congress leader and leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, for repeatedly maligning India on foreign soil. Briefing media at the party headquarters in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi said Rahul Gandhi has a long history of statements that tarnish India's image abroad. The death toll in Vietnam from Typhoon Bualoi has risen to 51. According to the report from the government's Disaster Management Agency, heavy rains and flood also left 14 people missing and injured 164 others. Bualoi made landfall on Monday in northern central Vietnam, bringing huge sea swells, strong winds and heavy rains. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued a red color warning, predicting very heavy and extremely heavy rainfall over Bihar and Chhattisgarh today. The IMD also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over northeast India, including Madhya Pradesh, eastern Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Odisha, and West Bengal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.